Proclamation number 6815 of 26th of April, 1957. Spiritual beings help only after call to God. In every situation in life, you have helpful forces at your side which are only waiting for your support. And these forces have been assigned to you by me for your earthly path. You have been handed over to them for care, and it is now up to you whether you make use of them, whether your will unites with these forces, i.e., whether you consciously call upon them to grant you help where you are too weak. This applies to spiritual as well as earthly areas, for you will constantly need help because you will have to struggle and fight until the end of your life on this earth. But one prerequisite must always be met before help can be given to you. You must have already found your way to me. You must have recognized that only my will applies, and thus you must first make this will of mine inclined towards you. You must recognize and acknowledge me myself as your Father of eternity and, like children before, hand yourselves over to the Father so that he will now take care of you physically and spiritually. And then you may also always turn to all beings of light who only ever carry out my will. Thus you can entrust yourselves to their protection and care at any time, and you will always experience their support because they now only look after my children. Thus you do not exclude the Father. It is of utmost importance that you don't entrust yourselves to those forces which do not work on you in my will, for they, too, can approach you if you request help and pass me over. If you hand yourselves over to forces which I have not entrusted to your care but which you believe to have power because you are wrongly informed about the spiritual beings and their activity, as soon as you have established the intimate bond with me, you will truly be assisted by countless helpers on my behalf who, through this bond, are now also entitled to help you. The first step must therefore lead to me. Only then will I hand you over to their care. However, anyone who believes he can reach his aim the other way round, who ignorantly asks for help in earthly adversity from beings whose spiritual maturity he is unable to assess, can run the risk of receiving strength from opposing forces or remaining without help, because no being of light intervenes without or against my will, and my will can never be a help which still strengthens the human being in his wrong attitude. And very many such appeals are made. Beings are called upon which neither have the mission nor the right nor the ability to bring help which serves the human being. But such calls open the door for negative forces which are interested in suppressing the thoughts of me even more from people's hearts, and which therefore also grant help. Help which, however, does not serve the salvation of their souls. All good forces are willing to help you if you call upon them for heartfelt devotion to me. But if you refrain from the latter and nevertheless call upon beings in the beyond, then you also hand yourselves over to these beings. You believe that you call upon saints and place yourselves in the sphere of activity of anti-divine forces. For all spiritual beings full of light work with me and in my will. Amen.